Real Country 92.1 Hank FM. Hi, it's Mark Phillips. Hard to believe it's almost time again for the Visit Fort Worth annual meeting happening Friday, February 17th, the Fort Worth Convention Center. We're always happy when Bob Jamison, the president and CEO of Visit Fort Worth, stops by. Bob, I really had a great time last year, and so many interesting things have happened in Fort Worth in the last 12 months. Let's talk about the meeting on the 17th first. And what people can expect.
Thank you. The meeting on the 17th is at 7:30 in the morning. It's at the Fort Worth Convention Center. It is sold out. We are taking a wait list. We'll have 900 of our best friends in to hear the story of tourism in Fort Worth. And we're excited to share it, you know, with a lot of great results.
Now, one thing that really impressed me last year when I attended the meeting, but just how diverse Fort Worth has become. We have everything from NASCAR and the PBR World Finals to things like the Van Cliburn Piano Competition. We have the Main Street Arts Festival. And there's just really something for everyone in Fort Worth.
Well, there absolutely is. And the other thing is that people will ask, well, when's the best time to come to Fort Worth? What should I come and visit? And there are activities every single weekend and certainly throughout the week as well. So the calendar is full all year long.
Just in the concerts that we've had in the past year, we just wrapped up two nights with George Strait. We just had Paul McCartney in town. And then you have the 3 weeks with the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. We mentioned the PBR World Finals, NASCAR, all these new things like the Stockyards Music Festival happening in March. That's a great new event for Fort Worth.
Well, it absolutely is. And you know, the growth of, or the next generation, I would say, of the music experience in Fort Worth seems to be upon us. And it's only appropriate that we find a way to really showcase Fort Worth as a destination for great music, homegrown and from other places.
Yeah, we've become now the 12th largest city in the United States, and just the more people you talk to, the more people think that Fort Worth has become such that cool destination and a great place to visit anytime. We've seen 1883, who generated a lot of buzz by filming in Fort Worth, and how cool that was. And I know there's some more TV shows coming this year to Fort Worth.
Well, an offshoot of that genre of our history, or that era of our history, is going to tell the story of Bass Reeves, who was just this incredible lawman and has this amazing story that has not been told in film, and it's going to be two seasons worth of television that's going to be filming here in Fort Worth in the nearby area.
We're talking with Bob Jamison, the president and CEO of Visit Fort Worth, about the Visit Fort Worth annual meeting at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Again, Friday, February 17th, coming up quickly from 7:30 to 9 a.m. Mo Rocca will be your guest speaker this year.
Well, we're very excited to have Mo come speak. You know, so much of what we do in order to tell people about Fort Worth, as we're talking to folks that will visit here, it's about our history, it's about our culture, it's about many of those attractions and sporting events that you just mentioned. And so why not bring a consummate storyteller to our annual meeting and let him talk about history, you know, and how that is such an important part of sharing with folks about why this city is worth a visit.
And then the after party afterwards, we've got Chef Tim Love.
That's
from
right.
Starting at 9 o'clock, which was a great way to wrap things up.
Well, and that'll happen again. We'll have festive adult beverages starting at 9:05.
One thing that impressed me last year when I saw the Visit Fort Worth annual meetings, when you brought out the statistics of just how much money is generated from tourism for the city of Fort Worth, I understand you released some new figures at this year's meeting.
We are going to update all of those numbers. We're just getting that information now. I can tell you from looking at them that every metric is growing. The number of visitors, the number of people employed, the economic impact, they're all at record levels for our community, and particularly coming out of the pandemic a couple of years back, to find ourselves with that kind of experience is just great.
Yeah, Fort Worth.
We're anxious to share it. And I think in the midst of the fun, there is a business that is tourism, and we tell that story too, but because people come in here for a good time, as we're telling the story of the business of tourism, we think the audience ought to have a good time too.
I also know at the meeting we're going to give out an award for hospitality industry employee.
Yes, we are. So there were quite a few nominations that we received for different individuals that are working the front lines of hotels and restaurants and attractions. And we had a very difficult decision to make, but we've got somebody that's done really extraordinary things for our visitors.
Those people are so important because they make the first impression when people arrive here in Cowtown.
That's absolutely right.
Well, Bob Jamison, it's great for you to stop by. Visit Fort Worth annual meeting again a week from Friday, February 17th at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Starts at 7:30 in the morning. We mentioned it is sold out. There is a wait list you're taking. How can people get on the wait list if they want to still join?
If they go to fortworth.com and look for the annual meeting page, it'll tell you how to leave your name.
Thanks again for stopping by, and we will see you on February 17th.
Thanks so much.
Bob Jamison, President and CEO of Visit Fort Worth on 92.1 Hank FM.